It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 4th. I'm Ben Johnson. Remember that animated television show Captain Planet, where kids who control the different elements band together to help fight threats to Mother Earth?
Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's a hero.
Great show. Back here in the real world, there's a new diverse group of players banding together to fight fake news by starting a $14 million fund to advance news literacy. Mozilla, Facebook, and the Ford Foundation, as well as the City University of New York, are all involved. So is the Craig Newmark Philanthropic Fund, as in the guy who started Craigslist. The fund will be administered by the City University of New York. And CUNY's director of the Tau Knight Center for Entrepreneurial Journalism is here to talk. Professor Jeff Jarvis, Facebook and others already have their own internal efforts to fight fake news. So how is this different?
Certainly, Facebook has been doing things on its own, like starting to flag things that are suspect with fact checkers from the outside. That's great. Google is doing things internally. News organizations are. We see the need to bring all of these players together.
Forgive me if I play the role of the cynic a little bit here. Do users actually want to know if news is fake?
If at the end of the day, we cannot trust our fellow citizens to have goodwill and intelligence, then we might as well give up on democracy. For that matter, give up on journalism, because why inform them? Give up on society. I'm not ready for that. I'm not so cynical as to think that most people don't want to be right.
What if the result of spending this money and doing some of this work is that you find ways to fix the problem, but that fix has a very negative impact on the business of Facebook and Google? And for that matter, maybe Craigslist.
The most important thing to us in starting this initiative was to make sure that we at CUNY and I personally had independence from the funders. So the governance of this structure is set up so that no one can force us to do things that we don't want to do, so that we have independence in a great measure of the grants we make. So we also have exit clauses. Both sides do. And so I have confidence that this is an effort by all the nine funders to help improve journalism.
Professor Jeff Jarvis of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The tech world has been coming up with hacks of all kinds for a long time. This includes hacking at the nutritional and biological level, things like the meal replacement drink called Soylent. Well, Dave Asprey, a longtime tech company worker, has turned into a kind of wellness guru in recent years. His methods, like putting fancy butter into his brand of bulletproof coffee, taking a handful of vitamin supplements every day, and changing your sleeping arrangements to be more cave-like, have their critics. Dave's new book is called Headstrong. Dave, how are you?
Ben, I'm really well.
Well, I guess you would have to say that. You couldn't say that you were bad because, you know, this is your whole business is being well, right?
It's a fair point. I got in at about midnight last night in New York, flying out from Victoria, BC. And I'm actually feeling really good because I did some jet lag hacking on the flight. So I woke up before my alarm clock in New York, which is kind of cool.
What was your jet lag hacking? What'd you do?
Well, I have a new kind of glasses called True Dark that block all of the spectrum of light that tells your brain it's daytime. So my body thought I was sitting in a pitch black airplane, even though I could still see. And then I took Sleep Mode, which is a new supplement that we started making. And the combination has been really amazing, actually.
You consider yourself a biohacker. I think most people outside of this interest area have no real sense of what that actually means. Can you give me your definition?
It's changing the environment around you so that you have more control over your own biology. And that means you may want different outcomes than I do, but we can use the same techniques to get what we want. So it's about having control over the system that sometimes it feels like it's controlling you.
So your two-week plan is expensive by some measures, right? The suggested diet includes, you know, specialty, organic, grass-fed, bulletproof branded food, vitamin supplements. How can people without your level of wealth afford this?
you don't need to go buy new supplements. It works better with supplements, but the whole point of this is that all of these I've generalized into principles you can take into your life. Put a lamp switch on your Wi-Fi router so when you're asleep, you don't need to do that. Put your phone in airplane mode. Make sure that your bedroom is pitch black.
Some people have, you know, accused you of selling snake oil, basically. You make a lot of money off your ideas because you're selling not just your way of life, but products that fit into that way of life. How do you answer the people who suggest that you're profiting off of other people's weak understanding of biology?
We actually have grass-fed snakes, and we spin them at high speed and then release them onto a snake sanctuary to get only the most precious snake oil out. And it's $25 a gallon. I mean, I don't know what to say to people like that. Like, I have thousands of references on my website. There's millions of words of free content. There's 400 episodes of Bulletproof Radio where I interview top experts, including some of the leaders in functional medicine whose names are on the back of my books. And if you still think I'm selling snake oil, don't buy it.
Dave Asprey, he's a self-proclaimed biohacker, author of the new book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. Dave, thanks a lot for coming by.
Ben, it was a great pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.